Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have been forced to leave Pakistan as part of a government crackdown. Many have lived there for decades and considered their home. Afghanistan says the move is illegal, but Pakistan insists it's for security reasons. Now joining us on the line, we have Pakistani journalist Rashad Yousafzai. Rashad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, brother.
So why is Pakistan repatriating Afghan refugees?
It's a serious question, and one of the main reasons is the security concerns that Pakistan has. The cross-border attacks from Afghanistan, originating from Afghanistan's border provinces into Pakistan, that is, by the Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan militants or terrorists, Pakistan has been complaining to Afghan government, that is, the Afghan Taliban, about stopping these attacks, about taking care of the Taliban there, the TTP there, and stopping them from carrying out these attacks and continuing these terrorist activities in Pakistan, which Afghanistan's government, that is the Afghan Taliban, have not been able to do so. They have not delivered on this. And they've been saying that the Taliban, the TTP, are beyond their control, or they are in the border areas where they cannot go and take action against them. Such excuses, and then obviously the reason or the excuse that they want the Pakistani government and the TTP to come to negotiation tables and discuss their issues, which again is not happening for the past year and a half.
Now, there are reports suggesting that those who are being targeted for repatriation are ordinary folk who have been living for decades in Pakistan, who don't really consider Afghanistan home. Many were born in Pakistan, although they're not Pakistani citizens, and that they're becoming collateral damage in this tussle between the Afghani and Pakistani government. Is there any merit in that?
It is true, yes, because most of these 1.7 million Afghans that Pakistan wants to repatriate, and this is the second phase of that repatriation. It started 3.5 months ago in winter, starting with sending all illegal Afghans that were based in Pakistan. These included the ones that were in Pakistan for 4 decades or 3.5 decades. These included the ones who were born here. They had never been to Afghanistan. They did not know their provinces, their villages, or anything about the country except that they were Afghans. And also the fresh arrivals post August 2021. So those were Afghans who were living in Pakistan, particularly in Islamabad and in Balochistan and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. They were in transition. Most of them were waiting, hoping that they will get visas to European countries or any country that was active in the war in Afghanistan. And there were sort of promises that these people would get visas, asylums in the European countries, which was not happening. So Pakistan wanted to send them back to their home country first. But now in the second phase, it is, not just the illegal Afghan refugees in Pakistan, but also Afghan refugees who hold the ACC cards, the Afghan citizen cards. This gives them a sort of legal status in Pakistan where they can do businesses, they can purchase properties in second name, and they can also run their businesses as usual, but they are not Pakistanis and they are not considered complete refugees. So these people will also be sent, and that is the plan.
What kind of numbers are we looking at? How many Afghans in total?
Well, the registered number or the known number is between 1.7 million to 2 million, but it's more than that, because at times we hear there are unregistered Afghans that are like 800,000 or more. Then there are Afghans who came post August 2021. The numbers differ from 300,000 to 600,000. So it could be around 3 million in total. But the actual figures that we are talking about is 1.7 million.
And what's the sentiment of Pakistanis on this issue?
Pakistani government and the establishment is serious about this because, one, they believe there were indications, there were proofs that at times these Afghans were involved in facilitating whatever terrorist activities might have happened, at least in some of them. Then there were allegations that the Afghan government or at least the border forces that were there, not, with the knowledge or approval of the commanders, but the border foot soldiers, were facilitating the terrorists to cross into Pakistan. So Pakistan believed that it would be appropriate to send these people back, one, to counter or reduce the risk of terrorists getting facilitation in Pakistan, and second, to sort of pressurize the Afghan government that if they don't listen to our demands of taking care of or at least stopping the TTP from infiltrating into Pakistan, then we can send their people back, which is an extra burden on the Afghan government.
And on a slightly different note, what's the overall situation in Pakistan like these days? You had a contested election. There was big doubts over the outcome and the legitimacy of the Shehbaz Sharif government. Imran Khan still in jail. Have things settled a bit, or are things still very tense? We've seen reports of Mahfuz al-Rahman making some major threats of late.
The tension is always in Pakistan. The politics has surged for the past decade or so. That tension never stops to recede. Unfortunately, we have severe financial crisis still, although the government is trying or you know, it's improving on that relation or on that front. But still, Pakistan is faced with serious financial crisis. The threats of terrorism still loom around because you would be aware of the recent attack on the Chinese in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, and then a number of attacks in Balochistan. So these give concern to foreign investors who could be possibly interested in Pakistan. Those issues are there. Shehbaz Sharif's government is sort of settling down slowly, but then you cannot deny the fact that Imran Khan and his supporters are ever growing in number. In my province, in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, it's Imran Khan's party that is in power now, although all of its candidates contested as independent candidates, and they won their constituencies. They formed government here. Initially, we feared that it would be a government, provincial government of retaliation, and sort of they would be confronting the federal government, but that is not happening at the moment. It's a bit peaceful right now. If we talk about Pakistani government, that is Shehbaz Sharif's government, Shehbaz Sharif's led government, and Afghanistan, the Afghan Taliban are not too open about this government. They don't trust Shehbaz Sharif's government like they did not trust Nawaz Sharif's government. They would also favor Imran Khan to be back in power because they believe that Imran Khan is a man of his word and that he can deliver on many promises that he made.
All right, Yusuf, shukran so much for your time and for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
That was Pakistani journalist Arshad Yousafzai talking to us about the Pakistani government cracking down on many Afghans, forcing them to return. The Afghan government says it's illegal. Pakistan insists it's for security reasons.